heard about diets before. A diet usually means you want to change your body. You might want to gain weight or you might want to lose weight. Have you ever heard of a mental diet? That's a diet of the mind. It's a diet where you think good thoughts about yourself and others. Now you can learn about this mental diet with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. A mental diet can make your life happier, and you'll see how it can make others happy too. Today, Spokes is learning something new. He's learning how to cook. Do you know how to cook? Well, Spokes is wearing a special apron and a big floppy hat, and it looks like he's making breakfast for Tommy and Lisa. Come on, let's listen to him.
Oh, boy! I'm going to be the greatest cook that ever walked this earth. I know. Let's see. What am I going to do? I'm going to make Tommy some pancakes. Let me just mix up some of this batter. And boy, is Tommy going to be very impressed the way I can flip them. Let me give it a try. Hey, Tommy, come on down. I'm making some pancakes.
At that moment, Spokes practiced flipping his pancakes into the air. He flipped the pancake up in the air, and it fell back down into his hand. Boy, was he proud. He just is doing great.
Boy, this is great. Boy, I'll tell you what. As soon as Tommy walks in, I'm going to flip another one. And here goes.
At that moment, Tommy walked into the kitchen to have some breakfast. Sure smelled good. Spokes was practicing with his pancakes. He was giggling and having a great time throwing them in the air. In fact, he got so excited that he flipped the pancake at least 5 feet in the air. It kept going higher and higher and higher, and then it started to come down very fast. Spokes thought this was the best pancake he ever flipped.
Tommy, look!
When Tommy looked up, the pancake, which was falling very fast, landed right on Tommy's face.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear yourself. Look what you've done. I just washed my hair. I'm getting ready for the school. This pancake stuff is all over me. Spokes, you're an idiot.
Well, Tommy, it's not my fault. You weren't supposed to walk so far into the kitchen.
What do you mean it's not your fault? These silly pancakes. And look how silly you look in that outfit. Oh, I can't believe it. I'm sitting down. Don't you throw any more pancakes near me.
Tommy took the pancake off his face and wiped his face with a towel. He just sat down and glared at Spokes.
Oh, dear. I think you look better with the pancake on your face anyway.
Tommy was just about to say what he thought about that when Lisa walked into the kitchen. Tommy watched Spokes very carefully to make sure that the flying pancakes were not going to land on him again.
Well, I know there's something I can cook even better. I'm going to make Lisa a delicious omelet. Oh, boy, is she going to be proud of me. Hey, Lisa! Lisa, come on down. I made you an omelet.
Oh, I'm hungry. Boy, am I ever ready to eat. This looks great, Spokes.
Well, you better be careful of those flying pancakes or they might land on your head.
Oh, you quiet down.
Well, I like pancakes, but let me try this omelet.
Lisa put her hand over her mouth and ran to the sink to get a glass of water.
Oh, dear. I think I failed again. Her mouth is on fire. Whatever shall I do?
Poor Spokes. When he was making Lisa's omelet, he accidentally put hot peppers in it instead of sweet peppers. Have you ever tasted an omelet with hot peppers? Well, you know that anything hot makes your mouth burn, and that's why Lisa is drinking lots and lots of water.
Well, I didn't do a very good job here.
Spokes, you're awful. You shouldn't even be in the kitchen.
Yeah, you made us both a mess this morning. And look at the kitchen. It looks awful.
Hey, Tommy, I hope you fall in a great big sack of blueberry batter. And you, Lisa, I hope you get chased by an army of hot peppers. I'm going upstairs. Nobody ever appreciates what I do.
With that, Spokes stomped out of the kitchen, went upstairs, and slammed the door. Boy, that Tommy and Lisa, he thought, just don't appreciate anything, not even a home-cooked breakfast.
I'm telling you, I make pancakes for Tommy, eggs for Lisa, and nobody appreciates what I do. And nothing ever turns out right for me. I'm not gonna cook anymore.
Folks, what I think you need to do is go on a diet.
A diet? What do you mean a diet? I'm not fat. That silly Tommy's fat.
I'm not talking about a diet to lose weight. I'm talking about a mental diet.
Okay, but talking about a mental diet, I only have a little pea brain.
Spokes, what I'm talking about is a diet in which you give up your negative emotions and you give up your negative thoughts.
Hey, what do you mean by negative emotions and negative thoughts?
Well, let's take you. How are you feeling now?
Well, I was feeling good about myself. But just look at what Tommy and Lisa did to me. They made me feel real bad.
And now you're feeling how? Upset or angry?
Well, I feel like I failed again, and I was doing my best.
So you're a little bit hurt?
A little bit hurt, and I'm very, very angry.
Seems to me that you are hurt, and a little bit angry too. You see, folks, those we call negative emotions.
Negative emotions? I'm afraid I don't understand.
Negative emotions are when you feel badly about yourself or somebody else. Didn't you just think badly about Lisa and Tommy?
Boy, I tell you, I still do.
I know. You told Lisa you hoped she did what?
I hope she gets chased by an army of hot peppers.
Oh, folks. And you told Tommy what?
I hope he falls in a giant ball of blueberry batter.
Folks, you see, those are negative thoughts about other people. And then you just had a negative thought about yourself. What was that?
Well, I realized I wasn't a good cook after all.
That's right. That's a negative thought about yourself. So a mental diet means you get to choose the thoughts you have.
Well, is it anything like losing weight? Will I feel better?
Of course you'll feel better. Wouldn't you feel better if you could have good thoughts about yourself and good and kind thoughts about other people?
Well, I guess I would. Well, what do I have to do?
First of all, let's look at some of the things you say all of the time. I always hear you say, I'm not good enough. I don't know how to. It's too hard for me. I'm poor. I'm sick. I'm tired. I'm nobody. Doesn't that sound like you, Spokes?
Oh, I remember that. You called them excuses.
Right, you are. We also call them your self-image, how you think about yourself. So the first thing I have to do is give you a list of thoughts that you have to give up, and we'll give them a calorie value, just like the big people do in diets.
Okay, I suppose I should start my mental diet today. It sounds like a great idea.
Let's start out with the things you normally do. In other words, the things you want to give up in your mental diet. The first thing that you want to give up is negative thoughts about yourself.
You mean like, thinking I'm not really a good cook?
Yes, and also thinking that you're silly or thinking that you are funny looking. Those are some of the negative thoughts we want to eliminate.
Okay, what else?
Well, let's play a game. Say that when you have a negative thought about yourself or someone else, you score 10 calories.
Okay, go on.
Okay, now the goal is to score 0 or no calories. Do you understand that?
0 calories? You mean the goal is to have no negative thoughts?
That's right, folks. 0 calories. But if you do have a negative thought about yourself or others, you'll score 10 calories. That means it's an area you have to improve upon.
You mean I can better?
Sure you can. Can you think of a time when you haven't been nice to Tommy and Lisa?
Well, just like now, I'm mad at Tommy and Lisa. That Tommy is so stubborn. And that Lisa, I just want to give her a piece of my mind.
There you go. Those are negative thoughts about others. Now, another thing you have to give up on this diet is feeling sorry for yourself. Spokes, surely you know what that means.
I think that's what I'm doing now.
That's right. It's feeling sorry for yourself and staying that way. Okay, now let's try this. Here's your new system for the day with zero calories. Try to stay at zero all day by not having negative feelings.
Zero calories? Why, I'll have nothing to think about. I should start on my diet today, but I still have a few things on my mind. Like that Tommy. That Tommy is so stubborn. And that Lisa. Sometimes I just think she's so silly.
Oh, folks, you just scored 10 calories for your negative thoughts about Tommy being stubborn. And you just added another 10 calories for your negative thought about Lisa being silly. That's 20 calories of negative thoughts.
Hey, well, it's not my fault.
Oh, Spokes, you just scored another 10 calories for feeling sorry for yourself. You've got a total of 30 calories already.
Oh, dear. I guess I'm really way past zero.
Tommy and Lisa came into the room and heard the conversation about negative calories, and it sounded very interesting. Spokes tried to be very nice to them, so when they came in, he smiled.
Hi, Tommy. Hi, Lisa. Boy, is it a bad day. I've scored 30 calories already.
Spokes, what are you talking about?
Well, I'm on a mental diet. And what that means is we have good thoughts and we have bad thoughts about ourselves or others. And every time you think bad thoughts, you get 10 calories. But you're supposed to have zero calories.
That's right, folks, because you really want to give up all your negative emotions and negative thoughts.
You sure do, because when you give up negative emotions and you give up your calories, you actually do feel lighter and better about yourself.
And you'll help others to feel better about themselves, too.
But what will you have to think in place of them? I won't be able to think.
Are you afraid that if you give up your negative thoughts, you won't have anything to think about?
Well, I don't know, because I mostly have negative thoughts.
That is a problem, but I know that we can solve it. I'll bet we can replace all your negative thoughts with positive feelings and positive emotions.
Well, I suppose you're right. You know, just hearing that, I start to feel a little better, and I guess I would like to help others.
At this point, the friendly mirror suggests that Lisa, Tommy, and Spokes go through their morning experience again. Why, they could have the same experience in the kitchen, but get rid of the negative emotions and thoughts. Do you think Spokes, Lisa, and Tommy can do this? Let's listen and see what happens.
Okay, Lisa, Tommy, and Spokes, let's relive this morning. It seems to me that it all started in the kitchen. Spokes was tossing pancakes. Tommy came in, and the first thing that happened was...
Yeah, I'll tell you the first thing that happened was the pancake fell on my head, and I yelled at Spokes and called him an idiot, which he was.
Oops, Tommy, you just got 10 calories for a negative emotion.
That's right. I just got angry, and there was really no reason to be angry. I mean, it just happened that way. And I guess if I really think about it, it is pretty funny.
Okay, let's try that situation over again. Spokes is tossing the pancake in the air. You came in, and the pancake falls in your face. What can you do about it, Spokes?
Well, I guess I could apologize. I guess I could even help Tommy clean his face off.
And Tommy, what about you?
Well, I guess instead of getting angry, I could probably show Spokes how to flip pancakes. He really doesn't know how to do it the right way.
That's good. That way you help Spokes and he helps you. And then there are no negative emotions. And that's when you get zero calories. That's really what you want, isn't it? Lisa, what about you?
Well, I came in to eat my omelet, and I was real hungry and in a big hurry to get to school. So I took a bite of the omelet, and it was full of hot peppers. Friendly mirror, do you know what hot peppers in your mouth feel like? Well, they burn, and it was all Spokes' fault.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Lisa, you just earned 10 calories for blaming Spokes.
Oops, I sure did, but how could I do it differently?
Let's look at that. You eat the same omelet, and it's full of hot peppers. Now what happens?
Well, the first thing I do is I get that awful taste out of my mouth, so I drink lots and lots of water.
Okay, then what do you do?
Well, I guess instead of getting angry, I can just tell Spokes that maybe he should be more careful.
What about you, Spokes? What can you do?
Well, I suppose I could have apologized and helped Lisa.
Yeah.
I could have held her hand to make her feel a little bit better.
That's a great idea, Spokes. Now, you see, Lisa and Spokes, that same situation could happen, and neither one of you would get calories for negative emotions or negative thoughts. For that matter, you could say something nice to each other, and that really means that you compliment each other.
Well, I guess I could tell Lisa she's always fun to be around, and Tommy, I think it's fun to play baseball with him.
Well, thanks, Spokes.
Yeah, thanks. I didn't know you felt that way.
Yeah, and I guess I could tell Spokes that he's kind of a crazy guy, and he's really a lot of fun.
Well, thank you very much, Lisa. I feel good.
Now, Lisa, I wanted to tell you that you looked real nice in those new pants you just got.
Wow. Well, thanks, Tommy.
Now you can see the value of complimenting each other. But remember one thing, compliments should be sincere, just like the ones you have just given.
Well, I gave sincere compliments, and I believe Tommy and Lisa when they say, I am fun to be with.
Good. And if you think good thoughts about yourselves, folks, and about other people, you'll feel better, and you'll get zero calories.
Zero calories. Weiss thinks this is a great system. It's easy to give up negative calories and emotions. All you have to do is be good to yourself and nice to other people. You can give someone a sincere compliment. Have you complimented someone today? Try it. It's fun. Spokes has decided that he is going to be the best person ever. What about you? Are you the best person you can be? Can you think even more good thoughts and become a better person? See how exciting a positive mental diet is? Why you can compliment each other, be good to yourself, have positive emotions? Just like Tommy, Lisa, and Spokes, you can have many, many positive thoughts. It's great to be on a positive mental diet. Why, I can hardly wait. Let's start our positive mental diet together today. We'll have a lot of fun. Now, Friendly Mirror, can you tell us what we need to remember?
Sure. Now, Spokes, Tommy, Lisa, boys and girls, take out your growth cards and read the friendly lessons with us. First, let's start with our special words.
Our first special words are mental diet.
That's right. And our friendly lesson is, I am begin my positive mental diet today. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. I am beginning my positive mental diet today. Now, I want you to say our friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. All together now.
I am beginning my positive mental diet today.
One more time.
I am beginning my positive mental diet today.
That's great.
Now, our second special words are positive thoughts.
A friendly lesson is, I always think positive thoughts about myself and others. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. I always think positive thoughts about myself and others. Now, I want you to say our friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. All together now,
I always think positive thoughts about myself and others.
Okay, gang, one more time.
I always think positive thoughts about myself and others.
Now our third special words are negative emotions.
And our friendly lesson is, when I give up my negative emotions, I feel better. Now, boys and girls, I'll read our friendly lesson again. When I give up my negative emotions, I feel better. Now, I want you to say our friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. All together now.
When I give up my negative emotions, I feel better.
One more time.
When I give up my negative emotions, I feel better.
That's great. Now, you too, boys and girls, can create your own world. And we all want you to have a happy day.
Yay!
Bye. Bye. Oh. Bye.